ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் கிராட்டிடியூட் அப்ரிசியேஷன் கலிஃபோர்னியா ரிப்போர்ட் பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சிவாய போதிநாத வேலாயுத சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
One of the nice developments in Mauritius is their first Sunday of the month public satsang at the spiritual park there. And a homa, a fire ceremony like we do, simpler, burn a lot of prayers. And it's been going on now, sing a lot of wonderful songs. Been going on now for possibly as long as 2 years, quite a while since they got permission to start it. And I was impressed that I got a note recently that said, oh, by the way, we had 450 people attend our event last time, a few days ago on Sunday. So it's getting an excellent turnout, and it's very encouraging. Plus, we have an offer from Vanaka magazine there, Dr. Pillai, to have a whole page, one page in his monthly, actually a newspaper, religious newspaper on Hinduism, Vanaka, giving us one full page every month, willing to do so. So I thought, well, maybe we could develop some material specifically for that. So I thought, this morning I pulled out one of the talks I gave a couple of years ago, and I revamped it. So this is version 2, and having in mind a few more editings, and we could come up with something that could be used there in Mauritius and also printed in the Vatican newspaper. So this is called Gratitude and Appreciation. Some of you will remember the famous bird story, new improved version. A few years ago, Palani Swami and I attended a Vision Kauai meeting with some of Kauai's civic leaders, including Mayor Marianne Kusaka. This particular Sunday afternoon, there was a special guest, Elise, is that how you pronounce it? Elise Ridges. Elise is the creator of the Who Am I Makes a Difference Blue Ribbon. Some of you have seen that. It goes right like this. Who I Am Makes a Difference. Which is a popular technique for verbalizing our appreciation of another person. In fact, we have used her blue ribbon technique in our moments of appreciation as part of our recent inner search programs. Elise told a number of moving stories, and I thought I would begin by sharing one of them. Elise works a lot with schools. In this story, the teacher acknowledged every student in his class. He went around one at a time, expressed how much he appreciated the student and the qualities in him or her that he appreciated. The teacher was very careful to verbalize specific qualities for each student that make a difference. It was not just a generalization. You are wonderful. You are smart. Or other general statements. Rather, he strove to really see the student and acknowledge that student for the different wonderful qualities that he or she had. Interesting. This talk was given verbally and transcribed, and I was reading it this morning, and I used the word wonderful about 20 times and the word nice about 15 times. I cut back, but still you'll find the word wonderful and nice in here a few times. So that's the first use of wonderful. Knowledge is that student for the different wonderful qualities that he or she had. Part of the exercise was called a pay forward. The teacher gave each student two ribbons. The students were then to appreciate one more person and then give that person another ribbon to appreciate someone else. So in that way, it goes forward. The pay forward part was very effective in that it catalyzed the number of students to appreciate a parent that the student would have never otherwise done. As a result, the student significantly improved his or her relationship with the parent. After our Vision Choir meeting, I was reflecting on the material on this topic that Gurudeva gives us in Living with Shiva. Specifically, he gives two sadhanas to us. The first one is the sadhana of gratitude, and then after we've done that one, there's a sadhana of appreciation to be done second. So reading from Living with Shiva, Gurudeva says, the sadhana of gratitude. The sadhana here is to take out paper and pen and list all the good that has come into your life during the past 5 years. This list will grow as memory is stimulated. Should it not be possible to think of even one good thing, then write the affirmation several times, I am a spiritual being of light, maturing in the ocean of experience. Soon a good memory will come up, followed by more. Feelings of loving appreciation will begin to flow toward those who participated in the good times. Forgiveness then wells up for the bad times. End of quote. This is the first sadhana, gratitude, and it is a good one to do now and then. Of course, if we do it regularly, we don't have to go back for a full 5 years. But definitely, if we are feeling, shall we say, a little down, not fully inspired, if we are looking at the glass and it is half empty rather than half full, it is a good one to do, because then we will remember all the wonderful events that have taken place in our life and all the people that have participated in those events. Is that word wonderful again? Right? This leads to the sadhana of appreciation. The sadhana of appreciation is to approach those you are grateful to and tell them to their face, while looking deeply into their eyes, how much you esteem and value them. The key, of course, is to be specific. To quote again from Living with Shiva, be specific. Find details to share so that they know this is not a shallow compliment. Explain what each one has done to inspire this loving confrontation, and convince each in turn that you are sincere. The look of a smiling face, eyes shining and heart full of love, perhaps followed by a big hug, is convincing enough in itself. Words of appreciation are words people do not often hear. These loving confrontations do not happen nearly enough among friends and family and relatives in today's world. Loving appreciation is a formula. Loving appreciation is a magic formula that works both ways. When we commend another, we are automatically uplifted. End of quote. Elise told another story that was included in the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, which she's quite proud of. And Gurudeva was impressed by this story enough to included in Living with Shiva, and of course when she told the story, it's quite a moving story. We got a lot of tears and watery eyes among the vision group. So this is the story. A young man was working for a firm. His employer was rather gruff. One day the young man finally got up his courage and decided to express his appreciation. He appreciated his employer for his brilliance as an inventor, telling him, you have so much to teach me in your brilliance as an inventor. The young man then urged his employer to pass on that appreciation to another person. When the employer inventor went home, he passed the appreciation on to his son. He told his son how much he loved him, that he was sorry that he didn't say it more often when he came home, that he was preoccupied with work and all that. However, he really loved his son and appreciated him and thought he was a fine person. The son then opened a drawer, showed the father a gun, and explained that he was going to commit suicide tomorrow by shooting himself. But because he was appreciated by his father, he had changed his mind. So that's a true story. It's quite an effective story, and it really illustrates the power of appreciation, how it impacts lives in a dramatic way. It also shows the opposite, of the power of just not telling people we love them, expressing our feelings toward them enough. But where people need to be appreciated, in particular, younger people need it, and people who are seeing the glass as half empty and are not in a positive state of mind need it. It makes all the difference. Finding the right moment to express appreciation can be a challenge. When do we do it? This is one reason Gurudeva put Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Grandparents' Day in our religious calendar. Because they are natural opportunities to express appreciation. It's Mother's Day. What do? Obviously, we appreciate Mother. These days are natural times to verbalize our appreciation, and as Gurudeva says, always be specific. Figure out very specific points, because that will make someone really feel you thought about it and that your appreciation has a heartfelt sincerity behind it. My last story, the famous bird story, about appreciation happened a number of years ago. One of the nice things about living in Hawaii, you get to know certain birds kind of on a first name basis. Because you're living outdoors and you're seeing them. And some birds, it's always the same bird coming in the same place every day. Other birds fly all over the place. But certain birds are very territorial. They just stay in one place. So we had a bird who would come to our courtyard every day at lunchtime when we were serving food and the monks were eating. The bird would take some of the food and fly away. We assumed back to her nest to feed her young. I remember one day in particular, we had put a little tofu out on the ledge just for her, as we had noticed she was fond of tofu. The bird came as usual, took the tofu, and flew away. The bird then came back to the courtyard and sang a long and beautiful song, which we like to think was an expression of appreciation. Oh, nice, right?
Good morning, everyone. I think I read about 20 happy birthday emails so far this morning. Coming in all over the world. Nice. But, very interesting garland. We got a garland here in Vijay Chandra Shankara's house for the satsang. It was green and it was $1,008. Got it all folded up and just like flowers. One of the PK has to unfold all the money. That was very sweet. They started with the goal of 108, but they got so much money and they decided to go for 1,000. So we had a nice trip in Northern California. It was truly a Northern California trip because we were all over the place in Northern California. Started on Saturday, we had a satsang at Shankara's new home, beautiful home, out in, way out there. And it's not even on MapQuest yet. In fact, one of the out-of-town members got lost. Never showed up. So, way out there, in the north side of Central Valley. Beautiful home, brand new, large group. Satsang with questions, and then that afternoon we had some private meetings at the hotel for a few hours, particularly with the out-of-town members. And in the evening, the men were inspired to have an HBAHWA dinner, the reason being that there's quite a few younger men in the group, and the older men are wanting to pass on some of their knowledge and get professionals to teach them, taking an interest in the younger men, wanting to see them develop the economic side of their life more. We had a very good dinner, and they're all enthused about working together. They haven't met for quite a while, and they thought that maybe they would do a lot of their communications on email, something new since they met many years ago. Then the next day started with a few more private meetings, and then we did something different where we jumped on the ferry that goes from Oakland to San Francisco. I mean, how many years do you live somewhere and you never go on a ferry? So it was a first. I went on the ferry, at least from Jack London Square in Oakland, and first goes to the ferry building, and then it goes down to Pier 41, and Fisherman's Wharf. So we had fun on the ferry, and then we walked around for a while and took the red and white cruise, which I thought was very appropriate for a sci-fi group. Red and white stripes. Number of cruises, and we chose the red and white. So, cruise, which went around the bay. It went down the San Francisco side and under the Golden Gate Bridge, and went out just a little bit into the ocean, and then turned around and came back and came up the Sausalito side, not too close, and went around Alcatraz, got to see Angel Island. So it was very interesting, and the nice extra boon was that there was an air show. So these high performance jet planes are zooming overhead, you know, every 15 minutes or so, four or five jet planes come swooping down and look up and do all these fancy moves and then go up. Come back down again. They go up so high, it's amazing. So that was an extra boon on top of our ocean cruise. We got to watch all the airplanes overhead. Very skilled. So that was that day. In the evening we saw one more family, Raymond Bhai Patel family. And then the next day, we had Samya Diksha. We went down to the San Jose Temple. There's a small and simple temple in San Jose. Not fancy, but the priests are very good, and it's a harmonious situation. So we went there once before to check on it. I guess it was in April, before we had Samya Diksha there to make sure it would work. And so the previous time, they had a feet washing puja. So they didn't do the feet washing, they did the chanting, and they otranada to pour the water on the feet. And so they started with the left foot. This is the previous time. And the left foot got about 2 minutes worth of mantras to Vishnu. Then the right foot got about 2 minutes of mantras to Shiva. And then I knew for sure they were a smarta temple. There was no doubt. Which is right in their name. It's called Vaidika. Vaidika Vidya Ganapati something. So Vaidika means based on the Vedas or smarta. They're not Saivite. Which is okay. So this time, having checked it out, oh, by the way, they have a nice guru gallery on the wall. Guru Davis' picture is very prominent. They even have my picture there. So very nice, respectful of all the gurus that are going to visit there or they somehow feel related to. So we had a nice homa. This interesting way they chanted Sri Rudram. Maybe we can find it. Sri Rudram has two parts. The first part is called the Namakam, and the second part is called the Chamakam. So the Namakam, they would chant one or two lines and then go swaha. It stopped. Nama Somaya Cha Rudraya Cha Swaha. Samraya Cha Rinaya Cha Swaha. And every time they went Swaha, then I had to offer the ghee.
Well, it was a very interesting way to chant Sri Rudra.
Really integrated the offerings very nicely. And then they did the chamakas. The chamakas at light speed. I've never heard the chamakas so fast. It's like 10 times the speed we do the chamakas. Then they stopped on the last two verses. They came back to normal speed. Sounded very slow. I've never heard it chanted so quickly. But anyway, they created a very nice vibration, and afterwards we had Swami Diksha for 3 of the members, which worked out very well. Good vibration for it. So that's in San Jose, and then the next event is in Sausalito. And that's quite a drive. San Jose and Sausalito. So got the whole gamut of the bay. So we went up to Sausalito for the reception. Turned out, even though it was a Columbus Day holiday, lots of people worked. It's not the holiday where regular businesses take off. You have to be in the banking business or government to get it off. So lots of people couldn't come. But the room wasn't available the previous day, so it was the best we could do. But we had about 100 people, about 10 or 15 members, and 35 to 90 non-members. Good-sized group. For 2 hours. So we talked to Dhanapani, emceed, and told some stories and about the inner search, and Yerwan Temple, a number of activities. We had a nice testimony from Dr. Rao, who's a professor of electromagnetics at Chicago, University of Chicago in Urbana, Illinois. Well, he was telling about his experience here. He looks at us in a very special way, very, you know, scholarly person. But I was off things in Sanskrit without any thought. He must know his Sanskrit pretty well. So he was telling about what a wonderful experience he had here and declared us to be the 13th Jyotirlinga, those 12 famous Shiva temples in India. So he made us the 13th and rattled off the chant in Sanskrit. The senior priest from the Concord Temple was there, by the way, Anand Shivacharya, and did a nice chant at the beginning and was chanting along with Dr. Rao's Sanskrit. We went through the 12 names, and then afterwards he said, he went through each of the 12 Jyotirlinga. In India you go to Kasi, but in America you go to Kauai. In India, you go to Rameshwar, but in America, you go to Kauai. He went through each of the 12 Jyotirlingas like that, just to make his point in a professor way. And he said, at the beginning of his talk, he said, I'm used to giving 50-minute lectures, but I'm only supposed to talk for 5, so I'm trying my best. So I think he's about 10 minutes. And so he put all this in his textbook. He has a textbook on electromagnetism, which is in its 6th edition. He says it's the only textbook in the world that's where the author is alive, and it's in its 6th edition, so he was quite proud of it. And in the beginning of the preface, it says, Om Shri Ganeshaya Namaha. And he said, how many electromagnetic textbooks have the courage to say that? So, and he has some big dedication in it, so now it's the only book on electromagnetism in my library at the moment. Not quite sure what to do with it. Anyway, he's a very sweet person. Dave Rajan gave a talk on the Capital Campaign, but we weren't doing any fundraising. We said specifically we're not trying to raise funds at this time. But he introduced the Capital Campaign about 10, 15 minutes. And I gave a talk, I guess about 20 to 30 minute talk, which was focusing on travels, mentioned all the travels and for this year, and gave 4 themes. from the travels. Like one was on Hinduism Today. You've heard all these talks, Hinduism Today, and carrying gold to Newcastle. Four denominations was one. Work is worship was one. And there's one more topic. So I just gave like a 5-minute summary of each of these themes that we've been using throughout the year. And the group enjoyed the talk. Oh, peace. World peace comes one person at a time. Got a few laughs. Gujarati joke, it's like we attended the BAPS Swami Narayan event, and the first 2.5 days was all in Gujarati except 4 words, and one singer said 1, 2, 3, 4. And that was the total amount of English in 2.5 days. So that broke the tension. We all laughed at that joke. And then the final part of it was video, a multimedia presentation from the computer up on the screen, big screen, which was a combination of 3 areas, lots of variety, and, just general information on the Adinam, information on the construction of Yerevan Temple, and then shots of some of the travels for the year. So 3 different areas. Everyone really liked that. It was a nice way to end. It was light. It wasn't a heavy subject. And then afterwards, we stopped around 7, and we stopped around 6, and when people came up and gave them all a Know Thyself on the table, and gave them the opportunity to come up and get it signed, which is just a way of encouraging them to come up, really. So lots of them came up and got them signed, and asked questions, and shared problems, and so forth. So we were there till like 7:45 or something, like an hour and a half, and talking to people afterwards. So it was a very successful reception. And we want again next year and try and plan it far enough ahead of time so we can get this room on the weekend itself. Saturday or Sunday. It's a beautiful location. It's a Spinnaker restaurant, and we're in the banquet room, and it's right on the water. So you go out the door and you're on a pier. Like the food was served on the pier, the snacks, hookahs, was outside on the pier. So you go outside and there's the water, and you look off to the right and there's San Francisco. And just sitting there, all the beautiful buildings and all the skyline. It was a very clear night. We were very fortunate. The weather warmed up. It had been cold a week before, and we all had our jackets for boat crews and all, and we didn't need them because it was warm. And that night was warm and it was clear. So I'm sure many nights it's not clear. You can't see San Francisco. But that night was clear, and so toward the end of the event, it's dark and you just see all the skyline of San Francisco, all the tall buildings and everything in the water. And it was really a very nice backdrop for the event. Everyone liked the location. So we hope to use that venue again in the future, and that was our trip. Very nice trip. And we had lots of quite a few came from out of town, Michigan, Chicago, San Diego, very nice family from San Diego, Ravi and Sheila, 2 children. Nice, very diverse group. People were at the satsang and the other events. Okay, well, wonderful day.